Well, the ongoing partial shutdown of the government continues to have an impact on real people in ways both large and small. Among the businesses waiting for the government to reopen are small craft brewers that need federal approval for new products. John Kalish reports from Vermont.
Vermont has more microbreweries per capita than any other state in the country. That number doubled in the last 5 years, and several microbreweries here are waiting for their brewer's notice from the Federal Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, or the TTB as it's known. Joe Lemna is one of them. The fledgling craft brewer has borrowed close to $300,000 to start the Burlington Beer Company, but he's in a holding pattern until the TTB issues his brewer's notice.
You have to sign a lease before you can file for your notice, and you have to get insurance, and there's all these upfront costs that you just have to eat for those months before you even get open. Now, because of this government shutdown, I don't know when I'm going to be able to sell, let alone make the first batch of beer.
The Burlington Beer Company will operate partially as a community-supported brewery where people pay an annual fee and get to pick up new beer every month. But the company can't start selling memberships until it gets its federal brewer's notice. Joe Lemna is also waiting for his first child to be born.
I guess I'm so stressed trying to get the brewery open that I only have so much energy to be angry at the government with right now.
Matt Nado began the Rock Art Brewery in the basement of his home. After occupying its first industrial space here in Morrisville, Vermont for 10 years, Rock Art built a new brewery and business has been good. Nado currently has 800 gallons of a new Russian Imperial Stout sitting in oak bourbon barrels, which gives the beer another level of complexity. He can't bottle that beer until the feds send him a certificate of label approval, which ironically is referred to as a cola. The delay is troubling Nado because with this particular beer, timing is key.
There's windows of release that you want to hit for certain style beers, and a Russian Imperial Stout, a very rich, dark beer, typically more of a winter beer than, say, a spring or a summer beer. So we've got to hit a certain window to sell this beer. We may end up missing that window.
Nado says the last time he had a beer formula approved by the feds, it took close to 3 months, which is double the amount of time the government promised.
That's what I'm in the business for, is to sell beer. I'm not in the business to sit on beer and wait for labels. My taxes are already paying to fund that office, so why is that office shut down?
Vermont also has a small but thriving hard cider and spirits industry, which is also feeling the effects of the shutdown. A distiller in Hardwick, Vermont, is waiting for the feds to approve a recipe for a barrel-aged gin. And Citizen Cider in Essex, Vermont, is waiting for federal approval to move and expand at a new location. But until the federal shutdown ends, a lot of Vermont booze will remain in the barrel. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish in North Ferrisburg, Vermont.
And let us know how the shutdown is affecting you. You can go to hereandnow.org and leave your comments.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.